The Mishnah says, Zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. We know there's a Shiloh. What's this din of Zochin? And to coin a term, is it midin shlichus? Or is it not midin shlichus? We set a ground rule. I'm very worried. One very simple ground rule for the system over here. Rabbi said, do we have a makar for shlichus? Yes. Atem, v'shilach, v'shilcha, v'shachatu. We have a makar for shlichus. Do we have a makar for zechiyah? Zoch el adem shlebefana. It's very simple. This is the one rule. If from anywhere between Bereshis and Zayis HaBracha, you find me a pasuk that teaches me a new, novel approach called Zochin, so that you have literary rights. Go tell me that this din of Zochin, Shenemar, and make up the rules. And it doesn't have to be bound and ground by the rules of Shlichus. You can have a different set of rules. L'mashal, we'll pick an example. Katan. Even though Katan doesn't have Shlichus, but maybe a Katan could have Shia or various other things we can talk about. It's a different rule. But if you don't find a pasuk, then what is, be realistic, the Makar? 12:17. That's the noise. It's only after 12:18 it starts making noise. That's the system. So, if you don't have a Makar and you have to be realistic, the Makar for Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav is going to be a Svara Kavachoymer Tzustel from Shlichus, that if there's a din, you can be Mamana Shliach, it's Mistaber, Kemoikein, that you're able to also read his mind and be, I don't, be careful to say the word Mamana, but you can have a Shliach because you read his mind, we'll talk about that still. But that's the set. If you have a Pasuk, you're good to go. Klapi Ma'at Var Mamurim, is there a Pasuk? Is there? Anyone knows? Is there a Pasuk? Ish Zaycha, the Ksai says there's a drasha called Ish Zaycha. Yeah, we don't know if Shana next Ksai, but you're right. If there's a din of Ish Zaycha, so make up the rule. But what was potentially a pasuk? Nasi Echad. Is there a pasuk of Nasi Echad? The Hainu, is Nasi Echad telling us Sriya? We know there was a three-stage shakla v'tari in the Gemara. In the beginning, the Gemara thought that Nasi Echad v'chlal was a din, that the Nasi was a shliach. Mamash a shliach. In fact, the Gemara technically shlichus mehacha. Zok the Gemara, but they were ketanim. So shlichus is supposedly out. Stage two, the Gemara says Nasi Echad was going to tell you Schia. And there, Mamish, it was blatantly in front of us that even though we just said that a Katan can't have Schia, but he can have Schia. Because catch on, it's a different din. It's learned that from Nasi Echad. And if you would stop and freeze it there, that Avada would be true. Then we get to stage three. And we said this in Machlekes Ritva, Ran, Rashi maybe also, Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. When the Gemara introduces that the way it works is with an apotropos, is the Gemara still... Actually, first, the Rishonim that go, the Ram, the Ramban, they go, the Gemara is falling off Zechiyah. It has nothing to do with Zechiyah. A Chalukah, signed by Eretz Yisrael, and signed by every Yerusha, when there are Yisrael, and Ketan and Gdoil, and both, Mach Nishtois. When they finally split it up and everyone gets his piece, it's Gilui Milsa. It's probably Tali and Yesh Breira, but let's go that way. So it's a Gilui Milsa. You don't need to be Zachin. You just Mevara the Chalukim and Akol B'Seder. So we're up to the two dots. So is there a pasuk of Nasi Echad telling us about Schia if you go that way? No, there isn't, because Nasi Echad is saying something else. If that's true, so then we get to the Haskana about the what's the pshat in Schia Midin Shlichus. Schia Midin Shlichus. Alternatively, though, the Ritva had learned that the Maskana, even though Nasi Echad is apotropos and taking care of the har and the bikka and the whole thing, but Lemaisa, it's still working using a mechanism of Schia. Rashi's also Meduik like that. Chutz Lagabi the Gedoilim. Rashi's Mashmah is going to be a split between the Gedoilim and the Ketanim. But it's Mashmah going like that. So then there still is a Pasuk of Nasi Echad. Klapi Ma'advarim Amurim. I want to speak out a fascinating Shtikl Torah from Rabbi Kivegar and the Chem Neshleima. There is in fact, maybe another Pasuk for Zochin. And if we find this Pasuk, this elusive Pasuk, maybe we can invite to go say Schia Lamed in Shlichus. Klapi Ma'advarim Amurim. Yesterday we spoke out the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel. What does it say in Kedushin Chav Gimel? An Eved cannot be makabel to get Shichror from his Adoy. That's ridiculous. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. Shkan Eved Kiyad Rabbi. It's not going to happen. Clears the Gemara. So could the Eved make a Shliach? And the Gemara gets involved. Shaka Bataria. On one hand, maybe there's a golden rule. You can't make a shleif on something that you can't do. We see that by Kehanim, Shlucha Derachmana. But maybe there it's different because a czar is really no shaykhis to kachim, so the coin has to be Shlucha Derachmana. Here, the Eved, maybe someone has a shaykh to accept the get for his friend's Eved, whatever, the whole thing. Question. We asked it yesterday. At the stage in the Gemara, that an Eved cannot make a shliach. Hint, that's not the maskana. The maskana of Eved could make a shliach. He's not so mufka like a czar is mufka from kachin. But in the stage of the Gemara, stage two, we'll call it, yeah? It'll be reminiscent of stage two. Yes. The Gemara thought an Eved cannot make a shliach. Yet, avada, someone could be zaycha to start shikha from the Eved. What did we say yesterday? We saw that. We said, oh, must be shliach, is not making a shliach. Where was the source for that? Where did it say this, Yisoy, that an Eved, that someone can be Zaycha? It's not that from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chufas shaloi nitan lo. It's talking about a shifcha kananis, and it says, and you didn't give her the shifcha. Chazal went out from there, that's a Pasuk. Someone can be Zaycha and start shifcha for an Eved. Now, be realistic. If you hold that an Eved can't be makapal his own yish, and you hold that an Eved is not capable of making a shliach to be makapal his get shifcha, and yet, bang your head on the wall, there's a pasuk that someone else can be zaycha for him. You know what that pasuk tells me?
You're wrong about
that. Zchiya is lav midin shlichus. Just like Nasi Echad was going to tell you that. That's what Chufa Shalai Nitama tells you that. And in that stage of the Gemara, it's not true. Aye, so then let's celebrate. We have a makar for zchiya lav midin shlichus. No, you don't, because then you get to the maskana. Just like an owl Gemara. You get to the maskana, and Nasi Echad's going on something else. Over there also, you get to the maskana, and an Eved could make a shliach. Because he's not totally mufka. Like by Kachin. And that's what Chav Shalai Nitala. So then you don't have a Pasuk anymore. So Zachino, a new teretz to the Kasha from Daf Chav Gimel. Over there, it's different because the same way in our Gemara, there was a middle stage Shakal Vataria where the Gemara thought that this is Yilami Dim Shlitas. But from Nasi Echad, Lamaskan, it didn't survive. Same thing on Chav Gimel. In the middle of the Sugi, there was a Pasuk. The Pasuk is Chufa Shalai Nitala. But Lamaskan, there's no such Pasuk. Chufa Shalai Nitala could be that he made you a Shliach. And then we have no Rai anymore.
The Ramban doesn't
have Avada, not. This is the teretz of Rabbi Kiveri and Chem Neshleim, a new teretz to the Gemara. Avada, not like the Ramban. But the Emes is, someone came to me yesterday, and he says he doesn't understand. And our Gemara, very nice that this Chiyam Yilav and Mishlita, so the Maskana changes. He says, to say the same thing on Daf Chav Gimel. I said, you are just Mechavim to the Chem Neshleim. You want Mechavim to a Toysis. Yeah, Mechavim to the Chem Neshleim. It's a Zach. Okay. I want to speak out now a shtikla from the Birka Shmuel, a shtikla from Bokber. But it's based on a hakdama that we spoke at yesterday. With all... One second. What happened? We're about to say a Birka Shmuel. What happened?
A little slow. Yeah. So why don't we talk? I guess something is so it has to be the Hamshlik so stupid that the guy can do everything.
Jimmy 66. I keep on really going to Jimmy 66. You know what's Jimmy 66? It's just the mailman. What's the problem?
So why are you really so bad that...
What else could it be?
I don't know.
Okay. We said yesterday a different yesoidus the kechilik between tzchi and shlichus, and I want to go into it a little bit more. We said a concept. Shliach means that the guy becomes you. I'm not getting involved if it's mamish kamoy saw you, the maisa, but he's taking on your identity. In Zechia, pardon. Zechia, midin shlichus, say it six times, midin shlichus, but Zechia is different. He's retaining his own identity. He's doing it for you. Can we accept that? Shlichus is that the shliach mamish becomes you. Zchia is he retains his own identity. He's doing it for you. The result, the taitzah is for you. The first and main, not main, but the first revach we're going to speak out is the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel. That's exactly what's going on over there. An Eved himself can't get the get. Why not? Anyone else could. Why can't he? Because he's the Eved of that other. And yada. So if he sends someone that is him, it's a problem. But if someone else with his own identity shows up to do it for him, that's fine. I think that's kevaldik. Comes Rav Ochber with this same concept and says a fascinating thing. There's a diak in the Rambam in Hilchis Ishas, Paragimal Alochi Yudalid. It was in the Maram Akoimus. Yesh le'ish lasoi shliach lekadesh le'isha. An ish can make a shliach lehoi lacha. V'chein, ha'isha ha'gedoyla oise shliach lekabola. Now, there's an interesting diyuk. Why by shliach leilocha did the Rambam not say that the ish has to be a gadol? A legit diyuk? An ish could make a shliach lekadosh, shliach leilocha, and an isha gedoyla could be a shliach lekabola, could make a shliach lekabola. Frederick Baruch Berg, why by ish didn't he stress that? Does the ish have to be a gadol? Of course.
Does in the first place.
An isha also can't. But her father. Oh, so one second. The emes is, I'm going to be a mechutzif, because I'm speaking out now a stickle from the Birka Shmuel. Two pshatim in this Rambam. Before I want to say the two pshatim from the Birka Shmuel, let me tell you the emes of Shana, the Rambam. The Rambam says an ish can make a shliach l'haylocha. An isha gedoyla could make a shliach l'kabbalah. And an isha, her father, could take care of her when she's a katana. That's the next line. So since he's prompting that a father could take care of an isha katana, so right before then, he says, an isha gedoyla. By ish, there's totally irrelevance about a katan. There's no father marrying off the katan. I'm not doing the Ribar Zilai now. And that's the emes of Shana the Rambam. An ish can make a shliach l'haylocha. No reason in getting involved that it's a gadol. By an isha, when she's a gedoyla, she can do it herself. And if not, her father does it when she's a katana. Plain and simple. I think it's the emes of Shana the Rambam. But Rabbi Bechad is diach, why by ish didn't it say gadol? So he says, a shtichu tyrin lumbus. He says, herzu. By an isha, the Rambam had to say gedoyla. Because in fact, it would be a havamina that even an isha katana, not because of her father, I'm going to say it, even an isha katana could somehow have someone else do the kedushin for her. I'm going to be careful how I'm going to be mazir, shlichus, shchia, arevos, kedushin, kedushin. I'm setting it up, I'm not saying the var yet. By ish, the Rambam didn't have to say ish hagadol, because hands down, there's no chance that an ish katan could have a shliach, a zoicha, a helper. And by Isha, b'cholif and b'cholif and b'cholif, and there was Efshu Atzad that it could, and the Rambam had a bavarn. No, she's got to be a gedoyla. What's the pshat? And again, I'm going to say it again. B'chari, the emes of pshat is the Rambam does not mean that. He just says, a gedoyla could do it herself, and a father does it for a time. Says Rav Ber, maybe you could be mechadash in Isha with zochen la'odom shaloi b'fanav. Does a katana, a 10-year-old, without her father, no father, he's not involved here, the 10-year-old, is there a way she can have a kedushin? The Rambam says, no, only an Isha gedoyla can make a shliach. Zakar Bachbeah, what do you mean? Maybe there's a havmini that the Isha Katana should have a shliach. How? Someone should be makabel the kedushin for her using the mechanism of Zochen Lodem Shleib Afanav. Is it that crazy?
For her?
For her? Yeah. It's a chayiv. It's a schos. Tavla Mesav. No, better. She did say she wants it. She even actually went to the guy and said, be my shliach. We said, Herzu, you're a katana. You can't make a shliach. But we know that you want it. Why not? It's megala that it's here. I don't. You don't even like gari. No, but the mishale, the guy that's accepting the kedushin for her. One second. Why? Zechia, why can't you use Zechia? He'll do the Kedushin for her. Is the Olam willing to hear that maybe Kulei Kulei Hai such a thing could have worked? They're not hearing Bechlal. Zokra Baruch Ber, the Rambam was Bavarni, it's far-fetched, but the Rambam was Bavarni that maybe Ulai and Isha should be able to have, a 10-year-old could have someone do Mezakar the Kedushin. That was not such a freedom, but Ulai, there would have been a Zechia. Zok the Rambam, no, an Isha can only have Kedushin if she's a Gedoyim. So Bavarn to Bavarn. So why by Ish didn't he have to Bavarn then? Says Rav Ber, you saw it, we've said many times in Kedushin, the Ish has to do a Maisa Kicha. I'm not getting involved in all the facets of Maisa Kicha, but we've discussed this in Kedushin many times. A Maisa Kicha of Kedushin is Tutzich mit the Baal. It needs a Pruta, it needs Das, it needs... We've said a lot of different things, that there's a Maisa Kicha. The Maisa Kicha Tutzich mit the Baal alone. How is an Ish make a Shliach? Ish Makadish Boy Uvishluchai. How is it? How does the shliach work? Who's doing the ma'isa kicha? The shliach. She looks on the coins. Hekesh from Gittin. Yeah, it could be a ma'isa kicha. Of a zechia, zecha wouldn't work because zechia is that it's somebody else with his own identity doing it for you. You can't have someone do the kedushin for you. It's not a ma'isa kicha. Shlichus works because the shliach becomes you. But for a shliach, you need a gadol, hands down. But by Isha, she's not at the Maisa Kicha end. At the Isha, Ulai Kulai, I might have thought that it could work out Zachin. Far-fetched, but I might have thought. But why only by Isha would I have thought Zachin? With this part, I'm showing it to what the part was saying, that Zachi is that it still retains his own identity and doing it for you. That Avada wouldn't be talkable, put on the table at the Ish's end, because that zikr wouldn't be a ma'isa kicha.
What about the fact that there's no kiddush and daraisa for a katan? Why wouldn't that be the reason?
Zakr Baruch Ber, in his second mahalach, he says an ish, a katan, can't make a kedushin because there's a gzeiras hakosuf. Ish ki yinif is ashes, ish prabla ashes katan. An isha can't have a kedushin. Why not? Can you quote me a pasuk? No, it's not because she's not a bardas. Says Baruch Ber, at her end, when it's only because she's not a bardas, ulai, I would have thought she could maybe somehow make a shliach, and there's no problem of iulai matziyah. But at his end, when it's a pasuk that Beferish says that he's mufka, then avad, it would not be possible to talk about shlichus. And that's why, second time already, the Rambam by ish didn't have to bavarn that it has to be a gadol, but by isha, because he bavarned, and I'm not going to say it again, but we suggested ulai, a third shot in the Rambam. I want to talk about zochin though now. Zochin, adam slag of fun, if I get the rabbi, this is a confusing topic, I don't even have an arise. Now we're going to get to gerushin. Do you ever have a scenario when it's a schus to get gerushin? There definitely could be a case when it's a schus, when the husband is a mukashchin, an inish alim, or in a coma, and he's not coming back. But now you have a problem because he's not here, or he's in the coma, or he went off the derech and is not here, or she went off the derech. In all these cases, the achrayim and the kais can handle, and there's nothing wrong about it. I think I said it into the marmakaimis.
Yeah, okay.
Is it possible to do gerushin using zochin? Now, careful, what would it mean, zochin? First of all, from his end, if he's not around, can someone else give her the get, even if he wasn't memane, the shliach, the hainu, because he's in a coma, not functioning, or a mummer, and he ran away? Couldn't you be mezak?
What? That's excellent, Tanya.
Yes, zochin lo adavolei me'adam, yes. No, but not in that case.
What about a regular?
Well, if he made a shliach and then went in the coma, that's a machlokes Rambam and Tor and the Ksois of the Shtate. Yeah, I'm going, he didn't, and now she's stuck.
What about it's a regular recalcitrant
stubborn
husband who refuses to give her
a classic Aguna? A classic Aguna, be Mazaka to her.
Yeah.
No, you have to be Mazaka him.
She's
there, she's willing to accept it. You have to know who's the problem. If it would have been able to, we're going on the side that it could.
What? It has to be Lashma. It has to be working that bad, so you want
it. What has to be Lashma? The Ksiv of the get?
Yeah.
He wrote it himself.
It's over. No, he didn't. He's in a coma.
He wrote it.
When he didn't. What? I'm trying to help the guys when the guys were coming. He didn't write it. And the Paishkama says, to do Schia. He's asking, how do you have Schia on the Ksiva Lishma? He's in Zaka the Ksiva Lishma also. Paishkama and Chavezim and Beis, the husband has to write again. When a cipher writes it, it's also Shlichus. No. So he's asking, what? You Mazaka that also. Everything is Schia. I want to touch upon a different nakuda. The Maluim talks about a case when she went off the derech. So why do we need a get? Even she ran away. Why do we need a get? No, why is the husband maybe trying to...
She's not going to be a get.
And he does. He wants to get remarried. And he's worried about Kherim and Gershon.
That's a
schuss
for him.
I'm trying to... I know. So the Avnei Maluim says it's a schuss for her. Because even though she's not interested, and as long as she's not moicha, he still sue what he says in the Ksais Cafe. If it's a schus, the etzem, so then ish zoicha, and you could make a schia on his end.
You could just get a hefty marijuana.
She's going to go be vital
and other things. It's a matter of technology. Okay. Cut. Starting from scratch. I want to say something.
What? No, there is. It's going to do every event. She's going to go and find another man. She'd be high misa if she doesn't take this get. So that's.
But she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
But it's a schus for her. It's a schus for not to get the oynish. It's a schus for not to get the oynish, and as long as she's not moich. I think that's what the Avdim Lee. I think that's what the Avdim Lee. More than that, she's forget about the oynish. She's going to become usher to him. She's going to come usher to him anyways. It's all there. It's all going to
happen.
We spoke yesterday on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, in Zchiyah Midin Shlichus, challenge without finding a different source, it still could be that a katan doesn't have shlichus, but a katan does have schia mido iraisa. And I want to make it clear: I, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, says the fair is only mido rabbanan. Rabbi Kivaker is coming like the other girsa. Don't fall into that trap. He's going like the other girsa. But the other girsa that says that a katan, even though it doesn't have shlichus, has schia mido iraisa. So we asked yesterday: where's the makar that a katan has schia mido iraisa? What did we say yesterday? Before what did we say before Rabbi Kivaker? Only like the Ritva, that you somehow dig up Nasi Echad, still work it out, find the pasuk. Says Rabbi Kivaker, no. It's possible. A katan, when he's mismayed from shlichus, he's mismayed that he can't be memane a shliach. He doesn't have the das to be memane a shliach. But he could have a shliach. What could be the scenario that he could have a shliach? When it's a schus. When it's a schus, he could have a shliach. The Emes says, Toysis and Ksubas Yir Aleph says such a thing also when it's a schus gomer. I'm going to get to that soon. But that's the etzem idea of Rabbi Kivaker. A katan can't be memane a shliach. The Gemara says that a katan can't have chatzar because chatzar is midin shlichus. I saw the stipler ask, but you have to be memane the chatzar. He says, yeah, I'm talking to the walls. He says, tell the chatzar. You're, it's minoy. But Rabbi Kivaker's chaf is a katan could only not have minoy, but avadi could have a shliach. But that gets to another topic. When we talk about tzchiyah, Toysis is lashon in Ksubas is, there's an anansahadi that he made you a shliach. Meaning you could be memane a shliach in lashon kodesh, English, sign language, and mind language. You read his mind. Bedas Rashi, we said not like that. Bedas Rashi, we said no. It's that when you know it's a schus, not that he's memani you. The Torah was memani. And that Katan could have. But in Taisus, it wouldn't work. Because Taisus says we're reading the Katan's mind and right there. The Katan. Could a Katan be memani shliach with Lashon Kodesh? No. Could a Katan be memani shliach in English? No. Could a Katan be memani shliach with sign language? No. Could a Katan be memani shliach because you read his mind? Right there, no. And that's why, like, Taisus, this part wouldn't work. Rabbi Kivaker is going the other way. That because we're able to read his mind, not that he's Maman of the Shliach, the Torah that makes him the Shliach. And that you're able to do. There's a fascinating Machlokes Rashi Tosfos Gittin on a Zayin, a topic that's going to be a Hashlama to this, and then we have a lot to do about Gerus. We're going to go into the Sugya of Gerus, that was the Maror Mekoymus. I'm headed there. Reuven owes Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar money. If Reuven has a lot of money and he can pay back all of them, that's fine. But the Gemara we're going to talk about now, we're talking about Taifas Labachayim, Makash Chav Lacherim. That's what we're talking about now. Reuven owes money to Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar, a whole lineup. And he doesn't have enough money to pay all of them. He only has enough money to pay some of them. Now, first come, first grab. Can a different random guy go grab the money for one of the people, for one of the Malvas, right? There's a few Malvas hounding Reuven. Any one of the Malvas can grab the money for himself, even though he's stiffing one of the other Malvas. But can a random guy go and say, I'm Yisachar's friend, I want to grab it for Yisachar? No, because he's being Chav L'Acherim, not to Reuven B'Loiva, but to the one of the other Malvas. Zok Rashi in Gittin, but if one of the Malvas was Mimana, someone as a Shliach, then it's not a problem. There's no more problem of Taifas L'Acherim, Malvas Chav L'Acherim. Fred Toysis, it's a Moirid Yisach. He says he doesn't get it. He says, why, if you weren't Mimana and a Shliach, can't you do it? It's Zokhan L'Adam Shleib Afanov. Shliach, you didn't Shlichus. And that you can't do. And if you're Mimana and a Shliach, it's better. What, you said in English? Zechiyah anyways, whether you read his mind telepathically. What's the difference? Teretz is, like Rashi, it's a difference. I don't have a head for what the difference is, but Rashi is able to say the chiluk. When you're memana shliach, somehow then it's better. By shchiyah, you weren't memana. It's just a Torah, a point.
You see, like, Rabbi,
what?
Yeah,
but why is that mazbir? I mean, in fact, and you'll have to say a head for why it's chiluk. Yeah, I have to think about that. That could have been a chiluk. Oh, I don't know, but it's a limitation of the din of Zochan. Zochan doesn't work when it's Chav L'Acherim. I don't know. I'm honest. I don't know. And it's important to know everything, but for the Nakuda, which we're trying to bring out, is just, we can accept the Hanukkah sometimes for alumnus. If it's true that there's a Yisoy, that Tzchiyah doesn't work when it's Chav L'Acherim, doesn't make sense that if it's Tuesday, not Tuesday, that wasn't the talk. Doesn't make sense if you were Maman of a Shliach L'Hedrich, it should be different. That fine pointed Nakuda. And that depends. If Tzchiyah is that I read your mind and we read it and that was Maminoi, so, and that's so beautiful, that's Tysus Kasha that I'm getting. He says, Eich Yachali is that when he's Maman of Shliach, it's different. Hurry, every Tzchiyah is anyway Shlichus, and it doesn't work, so why is Maman of Shliach better? And the Torah says in Rashi, B'cholifin, it's a different level. B'cholifin is a different level. Straight into the sugya of Geirus. The Gemara in Gittin, in Samurai, and Ksubis, Taf Yerav, says, a Geir Katan Matbil Nash Yadas Bez. You take a little 10-year-old goy, and you matvil him, and you megayer him.
You don't want to make a noise.
I'm not creepy.
You take a 10-year-old goy, and you matvil him, Lageiris, And the Gemara says in Ksubas Beferish that together how that works, Zachin La'adam Shalai Befanav. Who are you being mezaka? Yeah. The 10-year-old kid. What are you being mezaka him with? What are you being mezaka him with? What? His chelik and Adam Haba? Yiddishkeit? Or some say the Das? A 27-year-old guy that wants to be Megayer, is it also working with Schia? Anyone else? There's a Tosis in Sanhedrin, it was in the Maron Kaimis. He says, you missed the boat. A 27-year-old, or any age, Ger also was working with Schia. You're being Mazaka him, Yahadus, Alam Haba. Most of Shenam don't know. Anyone above 13 or has a Das, then you don't need Schia. Specifically by a Katan, you have to be Mazaka him of the Das to have the Ger.
Could he do Schia by a Katan?
You don't need to. You know, he's doing it himself. He's doing it himself. You don't need to. He shows up. I mean, the Bezdin goes through the process what he does, but he's Megayer himself. He showed up. Again, it's a crucial machlekes rishonim. There's a tzad that even Geirus of Gadol needs the mechanism of Schia. But let's put that on the side. Let's go that only the Geirus of a Katan needs the mechanism of Schia. The problem is, Frek the Gemara. Zok the Gemara works out Schia. Frek touches the two obvious questions. How could a 10-year-old guy have Geirus, and you're telling me that his Geirus is based on Schia? Two very simple reasons why he's able not to have Schia. Not able to have Schia. Goyim don't have Schia, and Ketanim don't have Schia, and he's both. So, as the fact that he's a Goy, what's the answer? As the fact that he's a Goy, what's the answer of Tosfos? Goyim Kachas, he's going to become a Yid. But what about the fact that he's a Katan? So it's funny, some Achronim say, in Yiddishkeit, when did you become a Gadol? Bar Mitzvah. 13, with Cyrus, Simon. And a Goy, when does he become a Gadol? On his terms?
Das.
By Das, and it's personal. So they say, we're talking about this 11 and a half year old that has Das.
Why do you need
Tzchia?
No, Uber.
Then why do you need Tzchia? Like the tzad that a Gadol doesn't need Tzchia, very good. Wow.
Unless you're going with...
One second. That was good, One second. But they want to say, on Goyish terms, he's already a Bar Das. And for that, he's called Gadol. I know, but he's not Jewish. And why are you saying that the Tzchia works as far as the Jewish, non-Jewish thing? Because he's going to become. Now, going to become, he's going to be an 11 and a half year old. Now he's not Gadol. That's like, you can't do that.
You lose the
Bankas. Yeah, that's mamash a disaster. So it's a pillow on the side, but it says that there. But anyway, so the Gemara says, okay, we're going to try to do a 4-day sugya in the winter's man of Ksubis in a few minutes. So let's try to carefully pick out the parts that we want to focus on. The Gemara says that you can be Megayer this Ger Katan. Frek Tosfos, but a guy doesn't have Schia. He's going to be Jewish. Frek Tosfos, but a Katan doesn't have Schia. Zok Tosfos, a Katan has Schia midirabbanan, Baba Metzi Ayin Aleph. Frek Tosfos, also, he's not Jewish midiraisa. Yeah, he's not Jewish midiraisa. He'll become Jewish midiraisa when he becomes 13. And that's maybe one of many reasons why he can make him a Chah right before his Bar Mitzvah. There are other Hezbeirim why he can. Could make him a chah. He could deal with Yichayim Linchais. But this is a new one, because he's not the only Jewish midirabbanan. Again, we're getting the... Let's set that up. He's only Jewish midirabbanan. But this is a major topic. On this Shiloh comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says, no, he could be Jewish midiraisa. Because a katan could have zechir. He can't be mamanin, but he's able to have. Tosfos himself over there in Ksuba says, if it's a schus gomer, you're able to. Okay, he says, you don't need a rate of schus gomer. Just say that a katan is able to. Now, there's another whole facet there. The Gemara there in Zichr was talking about a katan who was 10 years old, let's say. And you brought him to the Bezdin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, though. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about a case when you have a chayv to a ger had money and died, and you know b'vadois that he has no relatives. Now, you could never know that a ger has no relatives because maybe he has a child somewhere. Maybe he went somewhere and had a child. But the Gemara says, but if he's only 10 years old, and a katanim can't have children, and you know he's a ger, so this 10-year-old ger, the vadoyis, has no relatives. And there's a case that he has money, and you want to know, what do you do with the money? So there's a huge Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and actually the first 80% of Tosfos asks, how does this 10-year-old ger cut and have money? That's rather the first part of the Tosfos. And he actually says, maybe Zachem Adam Shleim Lefanov, maybe he had a job, maybe he yarshened his goyish father. And Tosfos deals, that's a cheres machna. He was part of a carbon Pesach. Yeah, well, he has money. Yeah? That's the big chunk of the Tosfos. And he goes through the various options, which, I mean, we quoted that Teres Mach of the Raisa, that's Tosfos Shita, that's here, it's all there. But then, after working out the money, he's up Tosfos 1 second. But how did this 10-year-old Megayer that you're dealing with, that he has money and now you want to do, how is he Megayer? So, you have the Sugi and Ksubis that Bezdin is Megayer. But Tosfos throws in a different option. And he says, he was Megayer, his mother was pregnant with him, and his mother was Megayer to to get, his mother went to the mikveh and was toivel, and he was also, there's a shayla, it's chatzitza, whatever, but he was also megayim. The achrayim asked a big problem. There's a machlokes of uber yerech imoy or uber lav yerech imoy. If uber is lav yerech imoy, we have a problem, because then it's very nice that the mother was megayer, but he is his own identity and his own entity, and how is he megayer? So they come and say, it's a crazy thing, they say, zechia. You can do zechia. I know, but that was our problem. We said, for a 10-year-old, the zechia is only midrabanan. Why is it better if the mother was megayer? Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Ksubas, there a fascinating chiddush. Migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. I want to explain. Rabbi Kveger introduces that there's sometimes that when you have zchia, vibalt, you're doing it for yourself. It's easier for you to do it to other people also. Careful, I'm going to be careful how I'm saying this. Me, I'll give you an example.
Sure.
I want to use a different example. This is a really off example. I want to use it anyways, just for 30 seconds. Remember we talked about Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi? We said it's not exactly shlichus, it's like a different gather. And we actually made a whole list that we cleared. Does Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi work by Kata, Mili, Da'ani B'tar? Like we cleared, where is Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi? So I want to talk now about Miku the Zachar Nafsh Zachar Nechavri. There's a few places where the Gemara actually says it, and Achrayim, watch. There's a sugya of Ein Shlichus V'Aravera. We're starting it next week. The Gemara says that if someone steals something for himself and for someone else, it's shlichus for the other ganav also, because since he's doing it for himself, he can also do it for the other guy. Meaning, migu de zochar nafsh zochar nechavri, overrides ein shlichus v'aravera. Earlier in Pesachim, we had a havamina that you could only shech if you're part of a chabur. It's rather only a havamina. But what was the pshat? The lashon of the Gemara was shutfis v'gavayu. The Maharik says migu de zochar nafsh zochar nechavri. One more example before the crunch time that I want to do. The achrayim will ask, how does a guy bring a carbon? A guy doesn't have shlichus. Watch this one. The achrayim say, since Kaihanim are Shlucha de Rachmana, so Migu that they can be Shlucha de Rachmana, they can already also do the Shlichas for the guy. So time and again we're saying that Amal, the rules are different. When you're doing it for yourself, you can also do it for someone else. So they say, when a 10-year-old's Megayer with Bezdin, we had a crisis. But when a pregnant lady is Megayer, and she's being Megayer herself, Migu that she's being Megayer herself, she's also able to be Megayer her minus 3-month old son. Minus 3 months old, right? What? Would there be Higdilu Yechaylon Limchas on that one? That's an excellent Shiloh. We know that a 10-year-old that's Megayer, we found some snags in it and we said Higdilu Yechaylon Limchas. Would this better Miku Dezachal Nafshe Kneched one still have the Higdilu Yechaylon Limchas? That's for Ksubas Yer Aleph what we have to discuss. That was a good one. The Chachmei Kalish, it's in the Rebbe Kveger Ksubas, ask Rebbe Kveger Akasha. They told him, if it's true that when someone is doing something for himself, he can also do it for a katan, then you have a crisis from the Gemara in Kiddushin Membeis. The Nasi was also in it for himself. So what's the Gemara's problem in stage one? That the Nasi, George Akasha, that the Nasi can't be a shliach for the rest of the Shevet, including the Katanin. Why? He's doing it for himself. So he should be able to also do it for the Kotan. If you're going to tell me that you can do Zachil and Nafsi Zachil and Amal on multiple fronts, we said, game changer. For a Goy by Karbin, by Karbin Pesach, for Shlicha Varvera by Geneva, and by Kotan, you're telling me that if someone's doing something for himself, he can already pull it over for the other guy also. So then what was the Gemara's problem by the Nasi? The Nasi's doing it for himself. So he
and
could also
for
do it.
It's Shlicha. It's by a Goy's Karbin, it's because he's already the shliach of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so
right.
The shliach of a second person. So here, the Nasi, forget about himself. He's a shliach of the Gedolim.
Oh, why do you even have to say doing it for himself? Migu that he could be a shliach for all the other Gedolim, he could do it for the Ketanim. Correct. It's possible that that's how the Chachmei Kalish said it, and I'm misquoting it. I don't know. But that's also a good way to ask the Kasha. So why can't you say, Migu that he's zoicha for them, himself and them, not for the Ketanim? Azoi, Reb Shloimeh Eger over there wants to say, he says, no, you don't get it. Over there, it's two different pieces of karka. Here, it's the same mikvah. She's being titled. I don't know. I saw a moira de kechidish in Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shari Chaim from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He says, this moira de kechidish, get ready, right? So this is full circle, hashlamat to the beginning of the shiur. This yisoid, that if you're doing it for yourself, it's easily able to schlep over to someone else in shprach, migu de zachal nafsh zachal nam l'chavri, which we implemented on a few different fronts. It could take care of Shlichat Varavera, Shutfis Begavayu, Ktanim, a rule. It only works by schia, but not mamish mamish by shlichus. A rule. It only works by schia, and not mamish mamish by shlichus. Why? So Gradi says a few has varied. I'll try to tap into one of them. He says, the part we said at the beginning of the year, shlicha, you mamish have to go into his identity. So get clear, fix your body suit, get into his identity, and be rigid about it. In Zechia, when it's anyways, you know, you're your own identity and pulling the controls, there's you're doing it for him, for someone else, for the other guy, I can bend the rules. In Shlichus, mamish, mamish, it can't work. If that's true, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, let's go back. I have goosebumps. This is Meirdik. The Gemara said in stage one that Rav Gittel said that it's al Shlichus. The Gemara said, no, it can't be al Shlichus. Stage one gets nixed. Why can't be al Shlichus? Let's use Migdal Zachon Nafshe. No. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. In Shlichus, you don't use it. Stage two. Zok the Gemara, stage two. What's stage two? Al Zechia. So yesterday, in the past 2 days, we were saying, big flag, it has to be Zechia. Ah, Midin Shlichus. Forget about it. You don't stand a chance otherwise. No. It's Mamash Zechia Midin Shlichus. But Zechia Midin Shlichus. How could it work for the Ketana? Chach Mekalash. I'm taking a Chach Mekalash and putting it into the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, you want to say that the Nasi was Mamash Shlichus in Echdig Shlichus? Ketana, I'm not going to have it. So come on, no, not Mamash Shlichus. It's Zechia. Zechia midin shlichus. Over Migu, that the Nasi does it for himself and for the Gedolim, he's able to do it for the Ketanim. Obscure Chach Mekalos, the Gabi Akash of Geres Mulberis, is pshat in the Gemara. That was the godless of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's shtickle Torah. Now, I want to throw the other chelik of Klapi the Tyson Subis. 1 second. That's all for the Subis. So let's see, how are we going to set this up now? Zachinu. So, first by Geiris Taka. The Gemara in Tzumis is about a 10-year-old Ger. And over there, for sure, it works. The Gemara says, I'll Zachin. Let's assume Gedoylim of Geiris Bechlau doesn't need Zachin, although, who said not? We quoted a Toysis in Sanhedrin, the one there in the Marmokinus, that. I'll tell you even the copy where he says it. Meaning, when he asks his kash, he says, okay, he has money. That's the first 80%. But how is he Megayer? And then as an afterthought, he says, 1 second. And how is every ger gadol Megayer? A guy doesn't have schia. Like, gadolim also needs schia. There's a machloikis, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Chanon and Rabbi Usher. If 2 lines later in Tosis, there's a mapecha and Tosis is chazabai. Rabbi Chanan wants to learn that even Tosis was Chazabai, he doesn't blibe with this Hanukha that a Goy Godol needs Chia. It was an afterthought there, but there's a remez that he was Chazabai, and others learn not. It's a big tumult, but that's on that. Let's talk now about the Katan. In the Katan, Avada, the Gemara says, first you have to be Zaycha. How could you be Mezaka for a Goy? He's going to become a Yid. How could you be Mezaka for a Katan? Yes, Chia l'Katan. Some say only with the Rabbanon. And then yes, Tosis has a Tzad, he's only Jewish with the Rabbanon. Wow. The repercussions of that are also. Then there's the other side that he could actually have skia deraisa. How? Well, either you change the gerson baba mitzia to deraisa, or how? Either you go that skia labi de shlichus, or you have Rabbi Kiveger. Then we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin where we had a -3-month-old that was Megayer, agav imoy, but we asked that there also luchayri you need skia. So there we brought in, but maybe you could use skia migu de zachel and nafshe zachanam lechavrei. And we discussed the repercussions thereof. Now, the Gemara at stage 3, and we have to get past the 2 dots now, that's the plan. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going all the way down, halfway down the Amud Beis, that's the plan. So there's a lot to do. But the Gemara goes to stage 3 and talks about Apotropos, and it opens up 2 different new factors. Now, first of all, Chalukah by Eretz Yisrael, stage 2, when Shevet Naphtali, just as an example, is splitting into many, many different plots of lands. How did that work? And we, for Yemes, have a Machlokes Rishonim. Was it working with Schia, or just called Giloy Milsa, but it's also affecting Bechlal, as the Gemara says, whenever there's Yisoyimim, Shebo Lach, like Benichse Avihem, and we're going to have a Machlokes, we talked about it yesterday, already started with it, if it's talking about Yisoyimim Katan and Gedolim of both, and then how that Chalukah that works. Okay, good, the Seder. Again, but right, so all the way down the Amit to the